This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking around at the good stuff, a lot of good things going on. Stock market did well, and it is going to continue to do well, I think, this week. You'll see prices going up pretty much, so there you go. You can start with that if you would like to. What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? What do you do? Do you go take a...
I say no. Give me 5 more minutes.
Really? Is that what happens? Yeah. Well, the alarm goes off. Up and at them. There are people who claim not to be morning persons. And if you are in that category, most certainly you have been irresponsible and undisciplined when it came to being up at night, right? If you do things like have too much to drink, or you have too much to eat, or you watch TV too late into the night, if you go to bed late, you surely will not be a morning person. And so sometimes people burn it at both ends. They try to be morning people when they stay up late. I've had that in my life, and I'm after the last week of traveling over 10 time zones, I'm doing my best to catch up on sleep. And I think yesterday was a result of me not having been caught up on my sleep. And today, I think, is a pretty good example of me being caught up. Jay said the last hour, wow, it flew by. There's energy that goes with being a morning person, and I'm very thankful. Pretty much all of my radio career over the past 50-odd years has been the fact I was on in the morning. I did some afternoon gigs. I did some nighttime stuff. But I've pretty much always been on in the morning because I sound like I'm a morning person, and that has not so much to do with being a radio person as being a farm guy. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, so getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, even if I don't go to bed until midnight, is not a big deal.
When your body clock is just, it's really adapted to it.
Yeah, right, it has. It was probably the reason that I did mornings is because I sounded like I was awake, and you want to have a morning guy sound like he's awake, right? you want to play the part, at least. So if you want to be, I think most of the good work that you, at least that I've experienced, not necessarily just in radio, but in general, is done earlier in the day. Not necessarily in every circumstance. But stock market, people who work in businesses that have to get their crews going, that sort of thing, you do. My thought is that you need to be a successful business person is more often, not always, but more often likely to be a person who rises to the occasion in the morning, hit the ground running, let's go.
Literally.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so I was looking at this situation. We're having a conversation about LeBron James. I wanted to go back to that for a second. The sneakers he wore in high school, or gym shoes, or whatever you want to call them, selling for $200,000. And then I compared that to the hourglass prop that sold at auction from the Wizard of Oz. Probably a lot of people saw the Wizard of Oz, which I think was on this week or last week. I know I saw it promoted. Here we go. This is Doug Stephan telling you the real story of why I don't like the Wizard of Oz. Because the Wicked Witch of the West scared the living hell out of me when I first saw it. And I didn't, there was nothing about seeing the Wizard of Oz. Even as an adult, I don't think I brought my, I don't think my children, I don't know. They may have seen it on their own, but they never saw it when they were kids. Anyway,
okay. That's the
did you? You probably liked it. You thought what was scarier?
The flying monkeys. The flying monkeys were scarier to me than
I don't remember that.
Mouth.
Yeah.
They were the witches.
Oh, part of it. Yeah, they were in it. Yeah.
Yeah. But wasn't it, I can't remember if it was Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but they welcomed, I'm blanking on the actor's name who played the Wicked Witch of the West. They invited her on in full Wicked Witch of the West garb.
A garb.
To
yeah.
discuss and talk about that it's make-believe and that it's not actually real. There's not a wizard out there that's like this. And to help kids who had seen The Wizard of Oz understand that this is just fake, it's make believe, this is the real actor who plays her, and like all this.
Yeah, well, there is that, and that's good. But still, the impact is it, for a young person. I'm just looking here to see, because I remember her, who played the Wicked Witch. I'm doing your job of nosing around. And it was Margaret Hamilton who played the Wicked Witch. And when you look at a picture of her, as you might expect, she looks nothing like, in real life, what she did as she played the Wicked Witch of the West. And so anyway, the reason I brought this up is because this hourglass prop sold for $495,000, according to the Smithsonian Magazine, almost $500,000 for a prop from the Wizard of Oz. It was probably
iconic. People have bought replicas for decades of this piece.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of some of the other people, and maybe I'm dating. I am. Never mind me. I am dating myself when I look at some of the other actors from that era: Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, Don Ameche, Lou Costello, Abbott and Costello. Anybody here know who Abbott? James, you know who Abbott? You do. Let's see if James. Abbott and Costello, huh? No.
I think you know the answer to that.
I do. That's why.
Great band.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, this hourglass measured 20 inches tall, a foot wide, and had a Gothic frame, which was crafted by the folks at the studio to look like some kind of a gargoyle. And it was hand-blown glass filled with glitter. And the folks at Heritage said it was added later for the display, that is, the glitter. But it had been in 3 museum exhibitions. It's been sold twice already. This particular auction, Hollywood Memorabilia, had $8 million in movie items. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory ticket, a robe worn by Charlton Heston as he played Moses in the Ten Commandments. Wow. There were other things that were sold from The Wizard of Oz, but this is something, again, I'm amazed. The reason I brought it up is because I just am amazed at the kind of dough that people play, and I probably should stop saying that, but it just is. It's amazing. It's good because it's kind of a neat part of American folklore, much as anything else, right? This is the Hollywood is so uniquely American, and it's something that there's nothing else in the world like what you can experience. Even going when I was driving down Hollywood Boulevard into where they every year they always picture when they have the Oscars going down the boulevard, and it's at the corner of what the heck is the corner? It's the road goes up to the 101. I was driving to Jennifer's house. That's how I happened to be going down this road. And I just am amazed. It was Christmas Day, and the number of people that were there on Christmas that wanted to go. I mean, the place was mobbed with people. Just amazing. It's one, again, because they come from literally all over the world. You see the planes lined up at LAX, where they come from. They all want to go to Hollywood. They all want to go walk up and down that street. And
go see and
the sign. Yeah, exactly.
Walk
yep.
the strip.
Mm-hmm. All right, some people in the news. Here's the story of Mike Whitmer. This is a great story. He spelled out, "Hi, Kevin," in lights to honor his neighbor. Every Christmas, he gets out the colored lights to weave a very specific message. He says passersby are sometimes confused by the lights, which read, "Hi, Kevin," all across the roof. But it's to honor the memory of a young boy who passed away from cancer 12 years ago. So he's been featuring this reference to Kevin in his light displays. This fellow, young fellow, had cancer all the way back to 2002. He was 11 years old. And so Mike would spell out, "Get well, Kevin," or "Hi, Kevin," or whatever it is every year. When you think he was only 8 years old when he died in 2010. And Mike vowed to honor his life by continuing their tradition of installing this big display of lights on his roof. And he said Kevin was a cool kid in the neighborhood. He swam in the local swim team. They all became friends, his children, this fella.
Mm-hmm. And he put up a good fight. He was diagnosed at the age of 11 in 2002 and fought for 8 years. And that's when the get well Kevin signs turn into the hi Kevins.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Kevin's looking down and can see the fact that people appreciated him and his life. Joe and Jill Biden, other names in the news, spent the Christmas calling service members away from their families. I object to the phrase, they're out there to protect us. Well, they may be in a circumstance where they are in a, you know, they're assigned to a fort or to some Air Force base or whatever it is that's on the ready. And maybe that's what that means. But I haven't found that, unfortunately, you see a lot of people. I saw Joe Montana. Was it Joe? Yeah, Joe Montana was doing spots over the Christmas week to get people to donate to the veterans groups that he supports. And I'm all for that. I think we do a horrible job of taking care of our veterans, and there are a lot of private groups that do help out. But the way, when you go to Iraq, you go to Afghanistan, you go to any number of the places, even you, from World War II on, any of the things we got involved in, they weren't about us. They were never about protecting America. None of those wars were. They were about having a, we're trying to either protect or, at least that's what we said we were doing in Korea. We weren't doing anything in Vietnam except making a mess of things. And the same thing can be said of what went on in Iraq. My God, what a mess. And I would not have ever been able to tell you that had I not been able to go over there and look around for myself. But anyway, I'm not taking away from what the Bidens did and the work that they were doing. They were writing letters to servicemen. They were calling them up. So anyway, there were Army members they called in Panama and San Diego and Okinawa and all over Europe. And so they spent the day. It was cool. They had their family stuff on Christmas Eve, and then they spent the day on the phone, Mr. and Mrs. Biden calling. Actually, they had gone to the Children's National Hospital, I think Christmas, it was the 23rd last week, it was last Thursday or Friday
before,
to read stories.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
The PD All right. Patient.
18 after, this is Good Day.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Wow.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, bartender, serve him up and charge it to Lady A. All right, so here's Charles Kelly from Lady A opening up about his struggle with addiction. The new song is called As Far As You Could, and that's what this song is all about. It's a solo track from a new album, a studio version of a song that just came out this past week. And so he called it a song that's his goodbye letter to alcohol. The song is very therapeutic to write. Yeah, okay, so does that help you?
Maybe. Yeah, and he hopes that it can help other people. And it was co-written by Jimmy Robbins and then also Dave Haywood, who is Charles Kelly's Lady A bandmate. And there was some discussion of whether or not they put out the song as the band. And they thought, you know what, too many vocals, it might take away from that pain and the authenticity of the solo voice that was Charles Kelly. And they all agreed that it was best if he did this himself. And they had support, or they supported him. And they were supposed to go out on a tour. They had to postpone until 2023 because they were supporting his journey to sobriety.
Yeah. So how do you get started? That's what I always want. Having seen the Whitney movie, excuse me, over the weekend, I'm always curious as to how my mother was an alcoholic, and I know how her alcoholism started. In a reflective way, I look back at that and know it was about the relationship that she had with my father and not knowing what to do with him and with the reality of the circumstance. And you wonder sometimes whether that's how people get started. I don't know that I'm clear about what happened with Whitney Houston, so I'm kind of wondering what happened with this guy. Does he tell a story?
His is purely alcohol. But you think about it, especially you see this a lot with musicians because it's almost a lifestyle and you're celebrating a lot. And a lot of times with celebrations, alcohol,
drugs and alcohol.
It's not something that happens overnight. It happens and it builds and you don't realize all of a sudden that, oh, what used to be just a couple drinks is turning into I'm waking up for a couple drinks with breakfast. And it just kind of spirals. And good for
All right. Well, good luck. Yeah. Yeah, good for her. They, as you said, they canceled their tour while he was recovering. So hopefully that's set and he can, along with them, get back on track because they seem to be quite popular, Lady A, Lady Antebellum. Used to be called that until they got sued, right?
No,
they had to change
the
name. Didn't they have to change the name because they got sued?
No, they chose to change the name to Lady A and then they got sued because there already was a Lady A.
Oh, okay. That was it. The other way around.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock has surprised his daughters Christmas morning at the Rock's house, guinea pigs crawling all over the place. He shared a video of his daughters, who are 7 and 4 and a half, discovering their presence, guinea pigs. And so I guess, listen, if you like guinea pigs, they're kind of fun, they're cute, right? I don't know that did they say they wanted to have guinea pigs for Christmas?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of kids, I had friends growing up that all had hamsters or guinea pigs, and I think just because they're cute and fluffy and tiny.
Yeah. Who is his wife? What's his wife? I don't know anything about his wife. He met her.
She's a really good singer, that's for sure.
Oh, is she?
She sings the Star Spangled Banner during one of the football games. Seahawks.
Oh, is that her? Met her as a performer? I was just curious.
I'm not sure the romantic story. They've been together for a while.
He's got a great relationship with his ex-wife. I know that. His manager, of all things, bodybuilder and somebody that he met while he was into that phase of his life. All right, so there's that story for you to chew on at 28 after the hour.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The holiday travel season continues to frustrate travelers as Southwest Airlines is going through a meltdown, canceling thousands of flights, and more cancellations are expected today and tomorrow. The airline says it's weather-related. Travelers at Denver's airport on CNN express frustration.
We had to wait in a line that was 4 hours, and we're still in line. And nobody's giving us any direction on what line to get in. It's a total you-know-what show here.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday said this weekend's major winter storm is the most devastating to ever hit Buffalo. The major storm system has brought dangerously low temperatures, and the system at this hour is bringing lake-effect snow to Buffalo and nearby areas, creating blizzard conditions. China will remove quarantine requirements for inbound travelers starting January 8th as the country dismantles their zero COVID policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug along with Jay Kirshner, who is here at the ready. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Our thought for the day, or at least one of the many thoughts, hopefully, that you will take away from this conversation today. I posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, the following. Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. There is little that you can experience in life to make your life complete if you do not have an animal in your life, a pet of some sort or some kind of connection to the animal world. At least that's true for me, and I know a lot of other people that it is true for as well. Thus, I posted that on my page, and I say hello to a lot of people that are following. Hello to Constance Robinson, Linda Espinoza, Dan Myers, how do you do? Susan Francis, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Birch Willard, Ramona Martin, Michael Selby. Look at all these people. It's very nice to have you following along with us to find out what's going on in the world. This is something that ought to be on the highlight page of anybody who goes out swimming in warm seawater. Apparently, the folks in Australia have figured out how to protect folks from a shark attack. They have... They purchased a fleet of drones, camera-equipped drones, that are giving the lifeguards there an eye in the sky, looking out for sharks. They got a screen. How modern is this? Right? There's this lifeguard who's sitting up in his chair, and he has a screen. And he's looking at the whatever the drones are seeing out there. There are certainly parts of offshore in this part of the world where there are lots and lots and lots of sharks. And beachgoers have been entangled in shark problems for a long time. And their methods...
Especially surfers, because they go farther out there.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. So it's something to be cognizant of, for sure. If anybody told me that there were sharks in the water, I would stay as far away from it as I possibly could. Just, mm-hmm. There's nothing, no. Uh-uh. I'll see you later when it comes to that stuff. Hunga munga. Hard to overlook that sort of potentially dangerous circumstance. And so they have these drones that fly about 12 miles an hour. And they're about 60 yards above the water, so they can see the surf as it breaks. They fly them up and down the beach 400, 500 yards in each direction. So if they see a problem, the lifeguard can say, you know, don't go out there. He has that big foghorn. Don't go out. This is a warning. Don't go out in the water. Whatever.
Well, and so many beaches have those flags or signs that have their color coded, and they change with certain conditions of the water, whether there's strong undertow or if there are just dangerous hazards out in the water, like sharks.
You know, there's some stuff around. I was thinking about sharks, and then something that I saw. I find myself, I'm a curious sort. And I guess that helps to make the conversations that we have here fairly interesting. I hope that's the case anyway, because I bring to you my experiences of what I see, what I feel, what I hear, what I read. And this year, whether you know it or not, there have been a lot more stories about the fabulosity, if you will, of whales. And so this year, all of the whale stories that have been a part of it, as we look back over the year, you know, we have sort of an obligation, I guess, to look back over the year. And, okay, here with the stories, we got Russia invading Ukraine, the Queen Elizabeth passing away, the protesting in China and Iran, and all the things that are going on here. But the one thing that caught my eye that I remember talking about at some point during the year, Jay, was the boats and the report of humpback whales who were actually singing to each other. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? We talked about that. And I thought to myself, what a joyful workout to go into that experience and think back to that time. And I'm trying to remember when it was, and I don't really remember when it was, and it's not important maybe to the story other than to have you, if you want to start your day off well, just go back and just all you got to do is Google whales. That's it. Right? And then you go from there. All right, so other things that went on this past year. I don't know who does this. The midterm ads. There was a phrase that was used by 100 Republicans. I believe in Jesus, guns, and babies. That was the most frequently, I don't know whether you saw that or you were not. That was the most frequently used phrase by 100 Republicans running for re-election. I thought that was amazing, frankly. The city of New York released a video, do you remember this, on how to survive a nuclear attack? And as you can imagine, it was booed. It was roundly, it was so ill-timed.
A lot of people called it fear-mongering.
Right. It was at the beginning of the school season, the school year, if you will. So how do you start off the school year? Let's scare the hell out of the kids.
Well,
right?
Let's be real. Depending on where the nuclear attack is taking place, should there be one, if you are in a certain zone, there is nothing you can do to survive it.
Mm-mm, no. Remember the story of
the blast zone?
No, there isn't. No, exactly. It's ridiculous. I remember all the times we spent, I think I said this when we talked about this earlier in the year. I remember as a child, the Connell Rad alert. Some of you listening will remember the CD, the civilian defense signs, and we were taught to go into the boiler room or under the stairs in the school if there was a nuclear. How ridiculous. You know, it scared the hell out of us when we were kids. Anxiety, and you talk about the pandemic gripping us with anxiety. Go back to the 1950s and have an alert go, and everybody runs to hide under the stairwell. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, where was it? It was in Hawaii, but when was it? How long ago was it when an emergency alert went out? It wasn't even a test. It was just something that wasn't even supposed to happen, so people weren't prepared for this, and it said that there was an incoming missile.
Yes.
Imminent.
That was in the beginning of the school year, too, I think. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and they were, wasn't it from the Koreans had said, we got a missile that can go to Hawaii, and so somehow it got really overplayed. Wow. Yeah.
Unga bunga. It was like they were putting things in place should they need it to be used, and somehow it accidentally was sent out to people.
Yeah.
And again, we always know if there is a test going on. Our TV shows are interrupted because of a monthly test or a weekly test or whatever. Often
we used to have that. We used to on radio have it. The early. We used to have a warning. We used to have the what the heck was it called? I've forgotten now. I remember we used to have to do the test once a week. Emergency broadcast system test.
Yes, yeah, and then it says it at the very beginning. This is a test. This is just a test. This is only a test. And then it says it at the end. That was only a test. All
test
of this
emergency broadcast system.
Yeah.
Had this been an actual alert, you would have been instructed to turn to some station. Isn't that funny? I haven't heard that for 40 years, and it's now coming back up into the back of my mind. Unga bunga. One of the other things that I think is telling about this year, from my perspective, I'm just giving you a list of few things that that I remember back about the year. The girls in Iran that are now there. Lives are being threatened because they have been out there protesting Taliban rule. And what that means, I think there's an excellent lesson in that for not just young women, but for people everywhere. These people face almost certain death if they're caught red-handed doing this sort of thing. And yet there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands, of young women especially who are out there protesting what's going on under Taliban rule in Iran and in Afghanistan and more. Taliban's done rule in Iran. But the same kind of thing is going on in Iran, but even more so now you find out that the Afghanistanis are all about their, these young women more than men. More of the people that are protesting in China are women than they are men. So think about it. I don't know about Russia. I don't know what the count is in Russia, but think about these protests and how young women are becoming the activists because, we've had enough. So anyway, and then all the stories about the internet and the social media and, how many of those stories are there? 900 jillion of them. I saw this thing that I thought was this Long Island rep. He's not actually a rep yet. He's elected. He hasn't served yet. George Santos admits to lying about his work and his college history. He should be thrown out. He should never be, never. He won not fair and square. He cheated. He lied.
Well, because
he said he worked.
Voted based on certain merits that they believe were true. And he even says that for some of them he didn't lie. Like with he claimed to be Jewish, but he meant he was Jew-ish because he had close family friends who were Jewish. It's like, no, there are big differences there.
What a boob. You need to be elected that badly that you lie and you cheat, you thieving, no good SOB. Don't seat him. Kick him out before he even gets there.
The thing is, why wasn't the truth good enough? What if he had been honest
about
it?
That's the whole story right there.
Still voted for him.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, let's turn to the NFL and the story. I wish Jennifer were here for this, of Gronk. So is Gronk retiring or not? He retired, and then he says, well, maybe I'll come back again. Gronkowski is number 87. I see the pictures of him with Brady out there. Mm-hmm. And when they won...
Well, he retired, but Tom Brady got him to unretire.
Yes, right.
So it almost seems like when Tom Brady retires, Gronk will likely retire.
Right, and I don't see that happening. Now that Brady is divorced, he doesn't have anything to worry about in terms of somebody saying, oh, you shouldn't be playing any longer.
Yeah, he's going to go until his body just...
Yeah. And you know what?
If he
should
physically do it, he will continue.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep. I'm with you 100% on that. It's just interesting from the people point of view, you know, guys like that and how they are, you know, they get along and they have fun together. Isn't that what work should be? Think about it. People say to me, what do you do for work? And I hesitate to answer because I have three different jobs and three different things that I'm doing with my time, but I don't know that I consider, they are work, but I don't know as I consider, certainly this is, it isn't work. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And we got to be prepared. We got to sound like, you know, we know what we're talking about. But still, you said this earlier, how wonderful it is. The time flies when we're having these conversations. We're talking about what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's the experience.
Having fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. And hopefully that's the experience that the people have that are listening to the program every day. Doing this, all of this together, every day is just kind of a fun exercise. Mm-hmm. In reality. Anyway, there's another rumor floating around that, by the way, hasn't been denied by the Patriots that Gronk and Brady are going back to play for the New England Patriots. What kind of, that seems kind of silly, but yet stranger things have happened, right? I mean, think about it. Stranger things have happened. Yep. All right, this is the Strangely Simple Doug Steffen Good Day program at 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doctor, in this case, it's Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here, and it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He practices with his wife in a clinic they have in Salt Lake City. She and he are both GAPS practitioners, so they're experts in what's going on in your body, most notably in your gut. So I have some questions as people try to stay healthy during the holiday season. I consider you to be a health and wellness educator, frankly, among the many things that you do. You've been at this for a long time, and you're very prominent there, but also here. Very good standards, strong standards. And so I had a conversation with somebody who sounded just like you, talking about vitamin D and how much we need and how we need digestive enzymes. This guy said to me, you need flax oil, you need digestive enzymes, and you need vitamin D in order to stay healthy. I thought that was pretty good advice. Are there other things that we probably could add to that? But if you're worried about the flu and COVID and stuff, is that a good prescription?
Oh, yeah, certainly it is. Certainly it is. There's certain neurotransmitters and there's certain hormones that are involved with the healing mechanism inside your white blood cell messaging that are dependent on very, very good fats, the kind of fats you find in the oil you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then the vitamin D, we always hear about how much we need vitamin D, but they never really talk about why you need vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Your body cannot absorb calcium in the gut, dietary calcium, without the presence of vitamin D.
So why would that
and
be
so
important?
Because your immune system relies so much on the presence of calcium.
Ah. Okay, so that's why it would be on your list of cold and flu fighting nutrients, because
absolutely.
that is, calcium is so important for your respiratory system to stay healthy. I got it. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
your body, the immune, your vitamin, calcium is like the gun. And vitamin C is the bullets. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have calcium and you don't have vitamin C, you're kind of dead in the water.
Got it.
So that's why both of those things are so important.
So important. There's a new study out that finds that natural hair loss supplements may actually work. I wondered about this. Do people come into your clinic and ever ask you about how do they keep their hair? How do I get my hair back again? Mm-hmm. How do we, does it really, can you eat things that will be good for
Flaxseed oil is excellent. Flaxseed oil is excellent for hair loss. Yeah.
Ah. All right. Why is that?
We have a protocol we use because it helps to restore the health of the follicles in the scalp,
mm-hmm.
especially for women. Anytime, a lot of times I'll be taking care of a woman for the first time postmenopausal, and when I'm working on them, I see the hair thinning on their head, so I talk to them about that. It takes about 4 to 6 months, but within about a half a year, they can have a new head of hair.
So what are the things that cause women, are there supplements that women take or men that cause them to lose their hair, and would it be the same? Because you see sometimes women who work out a lot, maybe is it the sweating? Why would people who work out a lot lose their hair?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question, Doug, because a lot of times people think all you got to do is just start working out again. But when you start working out, you're going to sweat. And when you sweat, you lose minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And so half of being healthy isn't just cardio or resistance training or jogging or anything. The other half is to make sure that you have a nutrient-dense diet. Because it's one thing to exercise the heart. It's another thing to feed the heart, to feed the molecule, or the follicles, to feed the liver, to feed the kidneys. And they have to have special types of foods that go back to our ancestral diet that our great grandparents were eating before there was any cancer, before there was any heart disease, before there was any arthritis, before there was any diabetes. They ate whole foods that Mother Nature made. Yep. But our food source now is the grocery store, and I mean not the produce department or the meat department. I mean the stuff that's in the center of the supermarket.
Right.
I call it the dead zone. If it's in a box, a bag, or a can, you are going to be malnourished, and it's going to show.
All of those things that are added in to make this stuff last a lot longer.
That makes it even worse. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Right. Yep. All the preservatives are death. They are. I mean, I was talking earlier about fruitcakes and the stuff that gets put into fruitcakes. There's a fruitcake around. Jay and I were talking about a fruitcake has been around for like 180 years or something. And it's
they never make new ones. They just keep passing around the old ones.
Passing around. That's it. All right, there it is. The word from the wise Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.